Talk Football. The post-game interview.
Sakes, you must be very pleased with that performance. It looked like one of your most complete games that we've covered. Anyway, in terms of defence, the attacking flair, and also, you know, the work through the midfield as well, everyone seems to know their role now, and the team just looks like they're really gelling.
Yeah, I think they are definitely gelling, and it was a very even performance. I think we knew it was going to be very contested, and we set ourselves for that, and I think our engine room matched theirs, which was really important. Then our pressure, I think, throughout the day was really good, and our ball movement, we got it going as the game wore on. Yeah, early doors in tough contests, it's a bit hard to move it super well, but I was really happy we persevered. At quarter time, changed a few things around our ball movement, and the boys took that on, and we made some mistakes, but eventually we're able to wear them down and get some scoreboard pressure.
And you've got a really good mix of, you know, smalls and talls. Particularly your talls are, you know, taking my eye. I kept watching them and the different things you were doing with them. So you've got lots of versatility, you know, throw people in the ruck and then have a couple up forward. So that's a really good thing to have in your armour, in your personnel.
Yeah, it is. And it has taken us a while to try and find, what's the best mix. And, we think we're getting closer to it. Obviously, having guys like Jack Sarss down forward really helped that, but I thought we brought the ball to ground really well, and we probably weren't happy with how our forwards were getting to the front centre of the contest, but we worked on that, and guys like Zach Lamb popping up front centre kicking goals, that stuff really lifts the team, and we got some reward for effort through our forward mix, and able to sustain that pressure.
Sakes, thanks for joining us. How important is this win for the belief of the group? Oh, lost you there, Sake. Still got us. We'll try again. We might have lost. There we go.
Standing in the wrong spot. Just right in the wrong spot.
I didn't think the question was that offensive.
How are we looking?
Ah, there we go. That's better. Did you hear my question, Sakes?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. I'll ask it again. How important is that win for the belief of the group?
Oh, yeah, I think it's pretty important. I think it's just off the back of last week's effort, which was really strong, to back that up with a similar sort of effort, and then obviously get the points against the team that we respect highly and we think will figure in the top five mix somewhere. Very important for their psyche. I said to them after the game briefly that was, for me, I know that's within them, but for the players themselves to get it done the way they did, hopefully, it can spur us forward.
You're going to have options down the track as well. And I want to ask you just about your ruck mix. Obviously, it's Nihil with a bit of support from Hicks. But Bridgewater, we got out of Ollie that he hopes to be back in 5 weeks. Is that going to change how you use that trio? Or is there room for all three of them when Ollie does get back? Or you cross that bridge when you get to it?
Excuse the pun. We will welcome Ollie back, obviously. And whether he plays ruck, key forward, mid, if he gets up and going, that is a good, they're good options to have. But I think, Jakey's going really well. He's growing. Fridge is getting used to Hicks getting used to the speed of GFL footy. And we've actually had Eli Pearce going through the ruck in the last couple of weeks at times too, which is, it's been an avenue to get him into the game because he's a really powerful young guy. And I guess round one, we sort of went into the game using the guy we thought would be our fourth or fifth or sixth string ruckman, just the way it's all panned out. But that could become a blessing in disguise because we've exposed a few guys.
Sakes, well done. Eli Pearce started you off, I reckon, the first 15 or 20 minutes. He was really going at the ball at half four, took a couple of good marks, and he was jumping at the footy and sort of he gave you an avenue to go, or gave you an avenue up forward anyway, early.
So that was Pearce?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, he hasn't been playing that sort of role for us. He's been more up the ground and in amongst it, but we spoke to him with a few late changes that he'd have to do that for us, and to see him impact the game like he did, that was really, really strong sign of his maturity.
And the Niggle brothers in the middle, Dawson and Morass, 1 and 2, they just hassle people. They don't, they're not very, they're not the most skillful players I've ever seen, but they just have a crack, don't they? Come over towards us.
Yeah, come over to the box.
Come over
to
the box. Yeah,
that's better.
Yeah, come over here.
He's going to come over. He's actually, all right.
Come over. Come on over.
Hey?
It's easy for him to come over here.
Just sauntering over. While Sakes is making his way over, just around the grounds for Leopold Sport is the AFL clash taking place right now in Launceston. 42-15. Let's see if that works a little bit better. I think you were asking a question there, Jace.
I was. Can you hear me? Yeah, you can. The Niggle brothers I was talking about, yep. Number one and two, yep. Hamish Dawson and Fraser Maris. They're not the most skillful players in your team, but they just niggle it. They just niggle at the game and they just have a crack.
Yeah, they're very blue-collar. they're getting better, though, with their skills and cleanliness. Like, below their knees, they're both really good, which is critical for the roles they're playing. And, Fraser's one of the toughest guys I've ever seen play, really, to be honest, or been involved with. It's important to have that mix. And I think, it was mentioned off the top there, we're starting to get guys probably understand their role a bit more and get a bit more confidence with the guys around them. And it's especially our last month has shown that guys playing their roles has helped us big time.
Sakes, I thought I was having a chat earlier to the boys about your ability to defend their first touch. They're probably one of the best teams below their knees in the whole comp. And then not only your pressure at the coal face, but your ability to be clean with the ball from the inside to outside is good as I've seen all year.
Yeah, it's certainly something we've been trying to work on, Rowan. And our D1 pressure was really good. Nothing was easy for them early, I thought. And, I thought our handball chains were good. I think they're just showing a bit of physical maturity as well and able to stand up in the contest, drive their legs, all that stuff. But so I'm glad we persevered because, like I said, we didn't get reward for it early, but we persevered with it and eventually got some outside ball that we're able to damage with.
And I think for those young blokes to see that for four quarters and maintain it, especially when you broke that game in the third quarter, I think it was their ability to stay at task and bring that pressure and heat. That must be a massive credit to those young fellas. And as you mentioned earlier, that's now the blueprint for the side going forward.
Yeah, it needs to be. And we've strung enough performances together now for the guys, I think, to believe that. And then obviously to get the job done today would instill that confidence further. And I think, like, the other one is they threw quite a bit at us, threw some different looks and plus ones and numbers behind and ahead and all that stuff. And our guys, Ben Lloyd out there was orchestrating traffic really well. So for us to be able to absorb different looks and probably without us having to coach different methods of how to use the ball when teams provide different looks, that's probably something we haven't been able to do. But today we did that well, and that's full credit to the guys on the field.
Sakes. Just on Lockie Patton and obviously Hamish Lucas, do you expect to see them next week for the clash with Newtown?
Yeah, I'd think Lockie, Hamish and Mitch Mahardy would all be available, I would think, which is, it's a very good problem to have as a senior coach. So, week to week, we've had lots of ins and outs and, you name it, it's sort of happened to us this season, so I won't count my chickens, but it'd be nice to bring those three back and have a full list of health, which I think we did. I think important to acknowledge Leopold lost quite a few throughout the game as well, which, for us to be on the positive side of that was nice for a change, but it certainly did impact the game, I think.
And the other thing, I suppose, is too, the Mahardy one wasn't a concussion in the end. He's gone through all the testing. So what did it actually turn out to be for him?
It was mainly the issue was around his ear and balance and just, he worked all week, trained both nights, but he just did not feel confident that he could come out and perform. And, that was the same with Lockie and Hamish. We gave them the opportunity if they had to put their hand up. They would have played, but a team first attitude from all three guys, and we had 22 fit blokes take the field today, and I think that told.
Zach Lamb might want to give up the number 14 after today's performance.
Well, Paddo apparently messaged him last night and said, "Hey mate, you got my jumper," because he was still planning to play, and Lamb was a bit worried, but got the news that Paddo wasn't playing this morning and put the 14 on. And yeah, I'm not sure the normal 14's that quick either.
Does he come back through the twos, Lockie, now? Did you roll that out?
I don't think so. I won't even joke with him about that. He's very he's very desperate to play footy again.
Absolutely. Big one against Newtown and for so many reasons. Obviously, top five clash, but also obviously the Zoe Kennedy Foundation game as well, which always draws a massive crowd and plenty to play for, more than just 4 points. There's a cause to shine a spotlight on as well.
Absolutely, and I guess as I've been around the club more and more, I understand the significance of the day and the impact across the club and the community. So hopefully we get good weather again. I'm sure it'll be a really good game of footy, and it won't be lost on us, the importance of the occasion, much more than just the game.
Sakes, well done. Your first win here at Leopold since 2017. A big one at that too. A nice little percentage booster, which you need, because there's plenty of percentage up for grabs is the way the results are going at the moment. Mm. Well done. Appreciate your time as always, and look forward to seeing you in the run to September.
Thank you for the coverage. It's been a while since I've we've had a K-Rock game where we've actually won. So that's a pleasant surprise. Nice
absolutely.
Challenge.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Quirk Sakes. Well done. James Saker joining us on KRockFootball.live and FM 88.5 here at the ground. Appreciate his time as always.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.